Welcome to another episode of Evolve. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. This is a special episode because I'm going to introduce you to somebody that means a lot to me, not only because they've actually evolved in their own life, but they had faith. They had faith with our process, what we teach. And her and her husband have done incredible, incredible things, not only with their business, but their mindset, the whole thing, everything we talk about, mind, body, business, and soul, they're literally the epitome of what is possible. And so if you're out there, I hope you take copious notes because you definitely can evolve your life, whether you feel like it or realize it right now or not. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, my sister, Miss Maria Rosales. Maria, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
How do you feel?
Pretty good. Pretty amazing.
All right, good. So listen, there's a lot that we can talk about. There's a lot that we can share because obviously we've known each other now for, 3 years? Going on 3 years?
Roughly around that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so one of my favorite stories is how we met. Would you mind just kind of sharing that real fast?
Yeah, well, we got invited to one of your conferences. I want to say it was Vision. Yeah. And at that time, we were needing some kind of guidance, some coaching, and we decided to go and see you and see what you were about. And my husband connected with you right off the stage, like right off the bat when you were up there on stage. So we went up there and my husband asked you like, okay, if I sign up for your coaching, what am I getting? I have my checkbook right here. Right. And you basically told us, you know, you're going to make more money in less time. And that's something that he was looking for. So we connected and we had no idea we were going to build such an amazing relationship, friendship. So we're happy we did it.
Yeah, I'm happy as well. By the way, before you try to cut out, this is not a pitch for coaching or anything like that, but that process is so intertwined into how the Rosales family has been able to grow that we kind of have to mention it, right? So the goal of this podcast is to show you what's possible, really, when you get out of the way and when you really discover who you really are and what your potential really is. So Maria, I'm going to start off with the business side because, you know, that's what we do is really that is we want to help people to evolve in mind, body, business, and soul. At that time, your business, you were a little stuck. You were working 7 days a week. You don't have to share with me the details, but what did it feel like being in business at that time?
It was, I think we were 2 years into business, and it was just very exhausting. It was, we were making good numbers, what people consider good numbers, but we were so tired. We had no time for ourselves. We had no time for our health or nutrition, no time for family. So it was very, very exhausting. It was the only way we knew of doing real estate. So that's what we kept doing. Obviously until we got introduced to a better ways of leveraging our business, and doing it different is when we started acquiring a bit of freedom.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because most real estate professionals and most business owners, all they know is to go in and to like survive, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we teach a more holistic approach.
Right.
You take into consideration your mindset. You take into consideration your physical well-being, right? You take into consideration hopefully healing your soul because business truly is a reflection of you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is a reflection of who you are and who you're being. And, you know, Maria, at that time, I remember you told me something. You didn't have the baby back then. But
right.
It was something like you were scared to have the baby because you were thinking to mm-hmm. yourself, like, how are we going to have time for a baby if we're working 7 days a week, right? Take me
exactly.
back to what that felt like back then.
So we were working from 8 in the morning, you know, sometimes 10, 11 o'clock at night. And there was just, we had no idea how a baby could fit into our schedule. And now that I think about it, it's just a matter of knowing how to run our business as a business and leveraging our time and leveraging, you know, different duties, different roles to be able to make time to have, you know, our baby. So With the program, we learned that we do have time to do anything we want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was an easy decision for us to decide to, you know, have a baby. And as soon as we planned it, she came, and I was at home for almost 2 years and still producing and still carrying on, you know, part of the team. So that's kind of where we were at. We were like, there's no way that we could possibly have kids. We're just so busy. But it was just, we were doing so many things that we could have delegated, and we were just taking control of so many tasks that could have been let go, basically.
Yeah. You know, it resonates so much with me, because what I find is that so many people that we start helping, and maybe if you're out there listening right now, this resonates with you. It's like, you know, all you know is that survival instinct.
Yeah.
Survival instinct is going to make you money, but that survival instinct will never allow you to have a full, well-rounded life. You'll never be able to have weekends off. You'll never be able to really travel and enjoy yourself, because you'll always be thinking, you know, how am I going to survive? It's almost as if many business people go into business thinking that it's going to sabotage, or thinking that it's going to go bad, mm-hmm. instead of realizing you got into business to be free.
Yes.
And you know, and now that you're like 3 years into the program, what does that feel like now? Like, you're literally living a different life.
It's honestly, I don't want to make it seem like it's all amazing, because there's obviously, you know, challenges, but I've never ever dreamed of a life like the one I have today. Like, never. You know, society tells us go to college, and then you're going to get a job, and you have kids, have a husband, and all of that. And they never tell you past that. They never tell you the part of being free spiritually, being free financially, you know, having an amazing marriage, having an amazing relationship with your kids, you know, so many opportunities. They never really tell you that. They keep you at like a certain cap. Mm-hmm. So just the way the life that we have right now is just something that we've never dreamed of, and I'm just so grateful, and it is because of the program. It is because of you. I was just reflecting with Mo, and I was telling him, like, oh my God, I do not know any other human being but Danny that really pours out to their people and has their best interests, and just whatever he learns, he teaches us right away, and he, you know, we implement it, and yeah, we see our life elevate as well. Yeah. So day and night life, for sure.
I love that. Well, yeah. Thank you. And just to be clear, it wasn't me, it was you. I my role is just to help you to, you know, take off the blindfolds that society has put on us, and help mm-hmm. you to really see what's possible, and then help to guide you into your own vision.
Yeah.
That's just like somebody did for me at some point in time in my life, you know. But Maria, one of the things you said is so interesting, is that society kind of puts a cap on us, and it's so true. If you think about it, nowhere, it's not on the news, it's not on television, it's not in school, it's not in college, nowhere does anyone really show us what's really possible for our lives. And right. as a result, instead of living a life by design, we live a life by default, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
In every category that you mentioned, in our relationships, in our health, in our money, in our mindset, in our soul, we just kind of like go out and approach life however somebody else says we should, versus finding out for ourselves what's really possible. I'm curious, does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So before we met, before we started, you know, real estate, we thought we were good. We're like, okay, we're successful because society says go get a college degree, get a good job. If you make more than your parents, you have achieved success, you know? And we were there, but it just didn't feel right. Like, this is not it, you know? Yeah. So it also comes down to how coachable the, you know, people are, because we talk about this a lot. If we let our ego just not let us open up and really receive what is being taught to us, then we can't grow. We can't see those possibilities, no matter what anybody says.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before I get into, you know, more specifics, Maria, fast forward to today. Correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't your business, if not quadrupled, grown 5x,
6x? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And while at the same time, you have more time, more energy, more passion, more connection with Mo, like all of that is good, right?
Yeah.
And you have a baby, a beautiful baby on top of that.
Yeah, and we're hoping to have another one early next year. So
I love that. And then this is the kicker, just because, you know, I've never told you this, but it does feel kind of good because, you know, I feel like our souls really connected in that we like a lot of the same things. And
yeah,
when I was able to go up and visit you in Bakersfield, I stayed at your home. And then you know, you have a beautiful home, but there was something like something more that you wanted, yet you couldn't envision it. And you wanted a new home. Mm-hmm. And you had this big mental block. I guess we'll start there.
Yeah.
You know, I love to work with people on mind, body, business, soul. Let's talk about just the house, right?
Okay.
It was a huge mental block that you had around like this new home you wanted. First, describe the home and tell us what the mental block was.
So I was, we love our home that we were in, and it was cute, it was cozy, but we, as we're growing, we need more space to do the things we like to do in our home. So I easily recognized that I wanted a gym in my house. I easily recognized that I wanted my own office, and Mo having his own office in our house. I wanted enough land to have a pool for my baby. I always go back to your story about our efforts reflect the kind of life our kids have. And we wanted a pool so bad in that house that we knew we were not going to stay there. So in my mind, I was thinking, let's get a house where we could build a pool. And it was always like cute, but sad for me when I would have like this little pool for my baby. And I'm like, I'm going to build a pool, just not yet. And I always go back to your story. Like my efforts as a woman, as a mother, like are more than this. Like my baby's going to have a better pool, you know? So I was wanting more in a home just to make sure we have a comfortable life. And I never thought of really having anything more than what we already did. Like
why not? If you were to look deep into that, why not? Why do you think it is?
Just because, like, again, society says like, oh, you have like a payment, like here at least in Bakersfield, a payment over like $2,500. Like that's crazy. That's so crazy, you know? I think it was mostly because of that. And when we were looking at, like, we never really looked at the numbers to see if this is something we can afford or not. So I did have the mental block. I helped my friends buy $400,000 homes. And I'm like, okay, that's nice for them, but it's probably too much for me, you know?
Is that nuts or what?
Yeah, it is. Because I'm actually selling it for them, you know, to them.
Right.
So we go back to the time I was walking these luxury homes, and you pointed out like, hey, are you buying that house? And I said, oh no, like this is super expensive, way out of my budget. It was like $650, I think. And you said, why not? You could totally afford it. Like, obviously, you know how much we make because you're a coach.
Oh,
so I was like, well, can we? You know, can we? And when we went back to
home, I broke it down. I said, if you sell the house and you get this and you do that and you do that.
Yeah.
There it is. It's right there. Easy.
Yeah. So then we called our lender and he said, yeah, you qualify for more than that. And I was like, what? Like, I'm actually getting goosebumps as I'm saying this. Like, I was like, what? And we bought our house for $280,000, which was like norm here, you know? So it was, you broke that mental block and you planted that seed that, and it was proof that we can achieve more than what we think. But sometimes we just rely so much on what the people around us tell us.
Yeah. Right.
So fast forward, I think it's like a year and a half later, we found, I want to say it's the home of our dreams, you know, and it was perfect. It was built and everything in it. It had the space, it has the land, it has everything. And it was more than the 650.
Yeah. And you did it comfortably.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the payment is super comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're on 2 acres.
Almost 2.5. Yeah.
2.5 acres. Wow. I'm so happy for you guys. So happy. I want to shift now because again, that same mental block, if you think about it, we had it in the topic of body, our physical fitness, right?
Yeah.
And you know, as I started to work on that in myself, you know, God bless you guys, because you're not only so coachable, but you're so hungry and you want to grow and you want to see what else is out there. That as soon as you saw me make my changes, you know, you kind of started searching. You also started to apply some of those changes, and the benefits have been incredible. Because I see you guys, I literally see it in your skin. You know, what happened there?
So we knew we needed a change about like early this year. We knew there was more to what we were doing. And I think it's at the same time you were doing your transition with food and fitness. So we started implementing the plan of having like a morning routine and the evening routine and really cutting off any inflammatory foods. So with that being said, any dairy, any meats, and we went through a detox, which we really like and we're still doing. So I've always struggled to lose weight, and I started losing some weight, and also I started losing a lot of inflammation in my body. Like I would, my wedding ring never really fit anymore after having the baby, and it actually started fitting again. So I had so much inflammation, so many years of eating, you know, the traditional Hispanic food, which is delicious, but it was really harming my body, causing inflammation, causing, you know, being exhausted, not having energy. So as soon as we started implementing those routines of morning, evening, and eating more plant-based food, we started seeing a change like nothing. We had like lasting energy. We started feeling really good about ourselves. Like even though I wasn't losing a lot of weight, Moses did lose a lot of weight. And I started feeling so good about myself. Like I felt thin. Even though I didn't lose a lot of weight, I felt thin. So it's the best thing we could do for our body, you know, and I think it was a mental thing as well. We don't think about how much we harm our body with putting the wrong things in it. And the moment we start having a disciplined, good, healthy meal plan, it's when we start seeing that difference overall in our lives.
Yeah. If you're new to our show, one of the things that we focus on is a morning routine. That consists of, you know, meditation, that consists of eating well and plant-based foods, that consists of some sort of exercise and hydrotherapy. And we learned that if you've been watching our shows, we learned that from Dr. Meltzer, obviously. So
yeah,
to Dr. Meltzer for that. But also a PM prime or a PM routine as well, where you are priming your body in the evening as well. And you know, Maria, it's kind of interesting, but for someone that went from like thinking, I don't have any time, to now you being able to do that, that's such a major shift. You know, it's such a major shift.
Yeah.
And it speaks volumes about our potential, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Because our day is so structured, but we get the things done that we have to get. And I feel like even before we didn't have this structure, even before we had an office, because we're virtual now, when we had an office, it was so distracting to just get into the office, have everyone come talk to us, and then the day is gone. Right. So it's just, when we stay so focused, it's just so crazy how much we can really accomplish in a day.
Do you feel that the working out and the eating better has helped you to focus more?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you also notice, you know, I say this a lot, by the way, if you're not plant-based, I don't mean in any way to try to mess with you at all, but you know, I'm a big proponent of it, you know, this idea that when you ingest fear, fear becomes your DNA, do you
Mm-hmm.
also notice and see how you don't deal with as much mental clutter and fear as you used to? Is that a reality for you now?
Yeah, it really goes hand in hand. So when we, you know, there, I'm not going to say I'm 100% like plant-based yet. Sometimes my mom cooks really good food and I can't really say no to her.
Right.
So, but then next day I start feeling a little guilty, or I start feeling like a feeling of like hungover.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like I start feeling like hungover and then like rethinking everything. Like, why did I do that? But yeah, it's almost when we eat plant-based, we're clean and we have clean thoughts and we have happy thoughts. At least that's the correlation that I see with that kind of food.
Yeah, no, I do as well. I know exactly what you mean. You know, I can actually, and I'm so glad, you know, COVID happened when it happened.
Yeah.
Because of the work that I've done spiritually, because of the work that I've done emotionally, and because of what I choose to eat and not eat now, I also choose to not participate. I'm choosing to not participating in what the rest of the world is participating in. And you might be listening thinking, what the hell are you talking about? It's simple. I choose to not participate in the financial downfall or the health downfall that other people may be experiencing. And I can make that choice because I take care of myself. And I think that's the key, Maria, if you would agree, is that when you take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically, you literally can distance yourself from any harm or any negative feelings or emotions at all. Do you feel that kind of strength as well?
Absolutely, because we're so centered and in tune with ourselves that everything else really, it's extra, you know, it's extra. But I'm with you, like we don't have cable, and I think, you know, moving to this house, it's really away from the city. So I think it was meant to be, like to be away from the chaos, to be all on our own. So we have the choice, but now it's even better because we're just so far away from everyone.
I love that. Man, you guys are literally like following the system to the T. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, you're away from the city. Like, just like, wow, I love it. I love it. Okay. So now, we obviously spoke about business a little bit, but if we were to dial into business and your evolution in business, what's the main thing that you have noticed that has shifted in your business?
Well, in terms of like techniques, strategies, numbers, or just...
Whatever comes to your heart. I mean, whatever comes to your heart.
It's a lot. It's very good to be connected with a brokerage like this because we get like firsthand information on what's going on with the market. And I believe that gives us a lot of confidence to deal with everything here at a local level. So, you know, hearing and getting the training and the coaching from somebody that's based, you know, in a bigger city, like, you know, down south, it does give us that confidence. So when we deal with clients, it's a lot easier than when we were stuck in a little box here in Bakersfield. So that has shifted tremendously our business, where we're more confident. We are identifying opportunities and working on potential opportunities, and we're just moving faster.
Okay, good.
The right way with the right help. And that allows us to have more time to do other things. And we're not focused on figuring out, oh, what do we do in this case? How do I come up with this marketing strategy? It's just more of a flow. And I think, I believe everyone should have some kind of guidance, because it's really easy to get lost when we're on our own, basically, when it comes to business.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. By the way, if you're out there listening, just write down the words, coaching info. And if you are hearing something in Maria's story that might be resonating with you, shoot me a message on either Facebook or Instagram with just those two words, coaching info, and we'll know how to help you and guide you and see if eventually we could help you in the same way that we've been able to help Moses and Maria. Okay, so Maria, here we go. The final part of the equation. You know, I'm a big believer in evolving in mind, body, business, and then the final one is soul.
Mm-hmm.
And It's interesting. I wanted to talk to you in particular because you were the one of the people that was the scaredest, right? Absolutely scaredest of doing some of what I've introduced to you guys, which is plant medicine, And it was something that you were not only against, but you were really, really nervous about. And yet, I think that it's had a profound, profound effect on your life, on your relationship. If you don't mind me starting with this, when you first thought of the idea, or when you first heard me doing it, what did you think? What came to mind?
I was happy to see how healed, how revived you were. So I don't think I ever saw it as like, oh, it's bad, or anything in that sense. I'm like, okay, cool. Like that's working for him. Good. I'm excited. I really didn't think anything of it. But I was happy to see you and Claudia really, flourish from your relationship.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so then I invited you guys, obviously. It was going to be your first time ever trying it. Many people are a little bit hung up on the fact that it's a drug. We obviously know it's not a drug. But like you, I had never done anything. Like I was clean as a whistle, And so this was a big step. I remember my first time with ayahuasca was a big step for me. And this was going to be a big step for you. What was going on in your mind, literally, like the days leading up to and the day of? I remember you guys were even trying to like find little ways to like get out of it. Like, I don't have a babysitter. Bring the babysitter. I'll bring that. I'll be the babysitter. But what was going on inside of you?
So the fact that it was something new and unknown was nerve-wracking, of course. But like a month before you even brought it up, let's take it back. So in the beginning of the year, I got hit, and I was never diagnosed, but I feel like I got hit with like a really bad postpartum depression. So I had it for a few months where I was just super unmotivated. I was just like, I thought the world was against me. I was just like fighting with Mo for no reason. And I like a month before you brought it up, I told Mo like, hey Mo, like I think there's layers we need to both peel from each other. Like I know this is not our life. Like this is not us. This is we there's something more for us. And we started seeing Dr. Meltzer and he was helping us, but and I started feeling better. But when you brought it up, I even remember I was running in the treadmill, and even days before that, I felt like I was suffocating. Like I was running and I couldn't breathe. I don't know. It was just so weird. I was just like done. Like I could no longer be in the state of being that I was in. And when you brought it up, I said, yeah, let's do it. Like I need something. And if this is gonna be it, like I trust Danny, like anything Danny says, let's do. And I trust him, so let's do it. And we were on, and but then the whole babysitter thing happened, and we're like, well, we've never left a baby before. So that was our biggest fear. It wasn't the plant medicine, it was that we never left the baby behind. So you called us the day before and you're like, I have a babysitter. We're like, okay, let's do it. Like it's meant to be. Like it's meant to be.
Well, I just love you guys so much. I wasn't gonna let that get in the way,
Yeah, I appreciate it. So we went and we were fine. And then not until we got to your house is when I started feeling a little nervous. Like, no. And then I even looked at Mo and I said, I don't want to do this. And he said, this is what we came for. And I was like, you're right. So, and I think having your support there, like, guided me too, really helped. And you said something to me that really got me, and it was my motivation. You said, this will change your daughter's life, and this will change generations to come. And to me, it's like, I will do anything for my daughter. And we did it, and it did. It completely did. It helped me. I felt like, to me, it was like God came and said, I'm gonna clean you. Like he already says that, the moment we basically, how do I say this? Any moment we could just say, I'm sorry, God, and he makes us clean. But this felt like a deep clean. So I feel like, yeah. Like, he cleaned me, and he and it was just amazing to feel a peace that I've never felt before. So it was an experience that I don't think I could have got anywhere else, and I am so happy I did it. Even though it was scary, it was okay.
You know, you've now experienced two ceremonies.
Yeah.
What's the difference, Maria, now compared to Maria back then? And then what's the experience, Mo and Maria, which I'm going to have to interview him as well, obviously. Mo and Maria now compared to Mo and Maria back then. And I'll tell you why this is important, Maria, because, I know in the public, people see, like, me and Claudia are, like, no longer together.
Yeah.
Even though we are together, like, we love each other now more than ever. I don't want people to think, oh my God, it's going to split us. On the contrary, like, relationships are getting tighter than they've ever been before. And I know that happened to you. So if you could explain, you know, like, Maria now compared to Maria before, and then you guys now compared to, you know, before.
So Mariana from Maria before, I feel like Maria before was lost, was unmotivated. I don't know. I really didn't see, like, much good in a lot of things. It was pretty bad. And it just hit me from one day to another. And Maria from before did things halfway, started things, never finished. Maria before had a lot of ideas and never really implemented them. So now, after the both of the ceremonies, is like, I don't care. I'm going to do it. Let's do it. You know,
you've had this release. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's like I unleashed and, for in many ways. And one of the things that I always prayed about before was being I'm really strong. Like, I have a strong personality, but I always wanted to be a little bit more softer, a little bit more feminine, a little bit more motherly. And I feel like the two ceremonies have really helped me do that, be more compassionate, like, more, in a way, more human than more business, you know? And I was that way because the way I grew up, you know, I always had to take care of myself.
I was just going to say that, Maria, if you don't mind, but most women, you know, ladies, if you're out there watching this and you could resonate with that statement, you know, I'm going to try to be as gentle as I can with these words, but a lot of women, especially women that are, like, in business today, don't realize that a lot of their masculine energy is what is driving them.
Yeah.
And a lot, like you said, a lot of that feminine energy has had to be pushed down. And the reason why, ladies, is because you can trace that back to the way you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally look back at your life and see where there was pain, where there was emotional trauma. And it didn't even have to be big. It could have been just something where you felt let down and you created a story that said, I will never, ever, like, be left alone again. I will never, ever be vulnerable again. And all of a sudden, boom, your whole life changes just from that. And that's the beauty of plant medicine, that it could restore you in that way. It takes you back and it helps you heal in that way. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I feel like it really unwired my previous thinking in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I was able to bring my feminine, and really, I feel like there's so much power in that feminine part of me. And not power, like, to, like, empower, but power just being me, like, power just being, power just being motherly, power just being compassionate, power just being kind. Like, it makes a difference in the people around me, you know, in their lives. And I think that's what I'm so grateful for, because I don't think if it was for this, that I could be that person that I really want to be for my daughter, for my husband, for everyone that works around me. So yeah, it's completely different, and I have a lot of work to do, but this definitely enhanced my life for sure.
Yeah. And how about you and Mo? What I mean, obviously, if you're more motherly, more loving, your feminine is blossoming, of course that's just going to just going to help. I mean, right? How has that changed?
Yeah. So I don't know, like for with Mo, it was a little, we're both like really like drivers. Mm-hmm. And again, I was a very strong driver because I always had to be my whole life. I had to be a driver. But with him, I think that we never really connected in the way that we have connected now.
Wow.
Like, even though we've been married and we are like, yes, we're on the same team, I don't know that we were in the soul connected as the same team.
Wow.
But it just feels like we're connected. Like we know from, you know, good to wrong when the way we talk to each other. And that's the other thing. Before we thought bickering was normal, and it's not normal. Like it does happen, but it's not normal. The minute you start bickering, it's like you're losing respect for your significant other. And not just that, but like I told you before, like the kids see, and then it just goes a different direction with the kids. So we have really learned to talk to each other, to be compassionate, to be loving, to have our back, each other's back. And there was a lot of confusion for us where, okay, like if we're like bickering all the time, like when I was going through my little postpartum depression, like what's going on? Is this going to work? Oh. And I feel like, you know, plant medicine did help us realize like, yeah, we love each other. It is going to work. We're going to make it work. Yeah. And it's been amazing. It really has. Because before we were so quick to like snap about anything. And now it's like, no, like that's not worth our time. Like there's better, more beautiful things to do than argue or like be bothered for the smallest things.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you're out there watching or wondering how you could participate in this at all, we have a website. We're going to be starting in 2021. And I know you're going to be a part of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Journey to Higher Self. And you can follow us on Instagram at The Journey to Higher Self, or you just go on our website, which is still being developed, but it's journeytohigherself.com. Because really what Maria is showing you is an evolution, and she is finally connected to her higher self. A beautiful woman who not only runs a great business, you know, is living the life of her dreams, is healthy, but also is so connected with self that she can be connected with her wonderful husband as well. And that's what's possible for us in our lives. And so if you want more information on that, just go there. So Maria, this is my final question, okay? I could talk to you about this forever, which we talk all the time.
But, yeah.
You know, you're literally, like I get goosebumps when I think about it, but you guys, both of you, are literally the epitome of like what I've always dreamed to do, which was to help people to evolve and to see what's possible in their lives. You know, your mindset is you just seem so like centered, right? Energetically,
mm-hmm.
You're in much better health position for you and your family, which does wonders for your kids and their kids and what you can teach them with that. Your business is, I think, just getting started. We're just at the ground level. And you've gone in, and like you said, you've allowed God to heal your soul in a very profound way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's a lot of other, you know, Marias from 2 years ago that are out there listening or that could be watching this. Yeah. That feel trapped, that feel that, you know, they have that stress, that anxiety. They don't know. They might be feeling like that suffocating feeling that you were feeling on the treadmill. What is the message of hope that you would give to them, specifically to the women out there that are listening?
Yeah. So I would say the life that you dreamed of, it's completely achievable. It's just opening your mind, your heart to those people that can help you achieve it, and just being coachable to get there and not be afraid of doing the things that's going to get you, you know, to be there. But it's possible. I would say that life that you want, that, you know, that, the life that you want, the, you know, the money that you want to make, the type of husband that you want, the type of kids that you have, they're there. They're just waiting for you to arrive. And it's just a matter of time of when you want that. So it just takes work. It takes everyday work to get there. So the sooner you start working on yourself, the sooner you start working on those steps, the sooner you're going to get to that dream life, to that dream salary, to that dream husband, to that dream house, to everything that you want. It's already there for you.
I love that, because if it wasn't there for you, you wouldn't be dreaming it or feeling it. That's
exactly.
That's the way it works. That's the name of the game. So,
yep.
Hey, I love you guys so much. Seriously, you guys are, you know, not clients. You're my great friends now, and I'm always here for you guys. And I just want to say thank you. I'm proud of you. Like, I see your guys' growth, and most importantly, I see the growth that you're going to be able to help other people have. Just being a part of that journey is freaking awesome. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of that journey.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for this week's episode of Evolve. Hey, this was a big show, and it was a big show because it really shows you what's possible for you. And we're here to help. You know, if you need some help, you need some guidance, we try to respond to every single message we get. So shoot us a message on Instagram, on Facebook. More than anything, please leave a like and a comment on this show. If Maria helped you in any way, I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And then Maria, how do they get in touch with you? What's your Instagram, or what's the best way to communicate with you?
Best way is Instagram. It's Maria Rosales _ Realtor. And I'm on Instagram, and I could answer any messages or give any pointers out through there.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So that's it, guys. That's it for this week's episode of Evolve. Please share it with your family members and friends if it brought you value. And don't forget, guys, what Maria has shown you, it's not just about money and closing deals. It's about the whole thing. Take a holistic approach to your life, and your life will become a holistic life. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.